Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And I would say that having time with Dr. Minhar was both informative and illuminating, and certainly uplifting, and knowing that there are all these incredible research programs happening, and yeah, just advancement in cancer treatment is the way to go. I said that, you know, that this normally we're talking a lot about the Jerusalem Marathon with what's going on in the world and in Israel, Gaza. We haven't focused too much, but you know, things continue and life does continue. And Shireen Sachs, who is, she ran the Jerusalem Marathon, I think it was last year, and Shireen decided that she wanted to, with everything happening, she still wanted to run the marathon, which is happening tomorrow. And then Dina, who is Michelle Goodman's daughter, who's already run it twice, and she has also decided that she wants to run the Jerusalem Marathon. That would be her third time tomorrow. And so this group is growing, and that's the energy of hope, and it's the energy of resilience, and it's the energy of overcoming and investing in life and future, as I said, and hope. So we're very excited to be crossing over to Israel. I have Dina on the line, and then we'll be chatting to Shireen as well. Dina, welcome. It's lovely, lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so, so much.
So, Dina, you live in LA. Your mother, I mean, we just love and adore this incredible mother that you have. You have already run the Jerusalem Marathon twice. You have now arrived in Jerusalem for the third time. I know that the first time it was with your daughter for her bati, am I correct?
Yes, we wanted to do something meaningful in honor of her bat mitzvah. And so we took her to do the marathon, which was extremely special. And then last year, my husband and I did it together in honor of our 20th anniversary. So in honor of these milestones, it's just such a meaningful thing to do the marathon.
Just phenomenal. So the question is, with so much doom and gloom and suffering that is so evident in the world, and very specifically where you are right now in Israel, what is driving you to take part in the Jerusalem Marathon tomorrow?
So exactly that. Israel is our country. We stand with Israel. And even more so this year, now than ever, I wanted to show solidarity to Israel. I didn't want anything to stop me. I actually have a daughter who's studying in seminary in Jerusalem this year. And she has gotten a whole team together of her friends from the seminary, which is so special to do this in honor of her aunt's organization and her grandmother's organization. And I am joining with her. We're going to run it together, mother and daughter, raise funds for the DL Link, and show the world nothing is stopping us from coming to Israel and showing solidarity.
Dina, that's so beautiful. So tell us, what's it like in Israel at the moment? How does one prepare for this Jerusalem Marathon, which was always so uplifting and fun and lighthearted? And well, there were a lot, you know, people running for lots of different reasons. Is the energy different? What's it like there at the moment?
So I think it's very different emotions. Obviously, just arriving at the airport and seeing all the pictures of the hostages, your heart drops, your eyes fill with tears. Yet on the other hand, you want to show they're not going to get us down. We're not going to be depressed and sad. In fact, the opposite. We're going to bring life. And that is what's going to dispel the darkness, the light and the life and the solidarity towards Israel. So I have no doubt while we have heaviness in our hearts, we will be dancing and singing through the streets of Jerusalem tomorrow and running with pride for our country.
Amazing, Dina. So you've got your DL Link t-shirts, because as I said, this is now a whole lot of people have decided they want to run. This is, as you said, running with that energy of hope and for life and to hopefully turn things around. How many people are you going to be running with besides, as you said, your daughter?
Exactly. So we have a team of around 20 or so, I believe. I am actually running this year for my dear friend, Miriam Moore. She actually worked with Badit, which happens to be one of the main sponsors, and she's one of my closest friends. She was a young mother that unfortunately passed away a couple of months ago. And I had actually spent a year with her in Jerusalem after high school. We studied in seminary together. So I will be writing in honor of her on my t-shirt and in memory of her and thinking of the wonderful memories we built together. And obviously all of us running in honor of Cancer Warriors to raise funds for the DL-Link. So it's extremely meaningful this year that I'm running for my friend who worked for Badit that happens to be one of the main sponsors.
Wow, Dina. Well, we just wish you all the best and taking that energy through the streets of Jerusalem. And we look forward to chatting after the marathon to just find out what that experience was like. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much and all the best. We have Shireen Sachs also. Shireen, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Shireen, it's lovely to have you. Now, I know that you ran last year and you decided this year you wanted to run. How come? Why and why?
Okay, so first of all, I'm running in the memory of my friend Lara Nowick, who passed away last year. When I originally approached Tammy and said, like, is there going to be a marathon this year? She's like, not sure because of the whole situation in the country. And I said, well, whatever the case is, I'm going. I'm running for DL-Link, however it is. So I think that kind of also got the ball rolling. So I'm running with for Lara, but for also all the DL-Link warriors in South Africa. I have their names on my shirt. And as Dina said, also at the bottom is for Miriam, who I also happen to know. So that's my role.
That's incredible. That's incredible, Shireen. And you seem to have got like a ball rolling, really. As Dina was saying, this group of 20 people, it's growing. And it is amazing. And you got to experience the magic of what the Jerusalem Marathon is all about. As you said, these are different times. These are more challenging times. This is when we're all really tested on so many levels. How are you feeling psychologically about taking to the streets of Jerusalem during these times?
I actually cannot wait. I feel like out of all the times that I've been here, this has been the most special. Because, like, as Dina was saying, like, you know, you walk through the airport when you arrive and you see, like, all the pictures of the hostages, it kind of makes it more real. Like, we see it all the time on social media, but until you're here and you can't actually even begin to understand. And, like, I mean, I have friends who unfortunately have been affected by it, but the strength and just their perseverance and just, like, the strength that they, like, is unbelievable. And the way, like, like everyone has come together. I feel like the race will have a completely different like meaning to it because I know a lot of people are running for soldiers and so on, and which is also part of what obviously we'll all be doing. But it's just the fact that we're also here. We're here to support each other. It's the most unbelievable time.
I wanted to say, Shireen, this really is a very different time to be running and with this united country and the hostages. And so there's just so much more. I am going to be crossing over to Tammy in a moment because I know that there still is opportunity for people to sponsor you guys who are going to be running, and we want to break down how to do it. So, Shireen, I just want to wish you all the best. And thank you for persevering, and thank you for doing it even during these awful, awful times, and especially because of these awful times. So thank you, and all the best for your run tomorrow. Hope it goes well.
Thank you. Can I just say one thing, though? Like, I'm like running these like physical hills, right? And it pushes you past your limits. And the truth is, for all of our DL-Link warriors, they're also climbing these mountains. And I feel like if I can do this, just in honor of Lara and everybody else that's going through their tough times, and they are so resilient, there's absolutely no ways I can't do it. And it's just finding that like inner strength. Yeah. I've seen it here. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, and like as the DL Link says, when you can't run with your legs anymore, you run with your heart.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you so much, Shireen. And thank you for that beautiful reminder. All the best for tomorrow. All the very, very best. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Tam, you're there. Are you with us? Are you with us?
Yeah. I'm unfortunately in South Africa, but I'm with you on the phone. I'm not in Israel like the others this year.
Well, Tam, yeah, this has been like a bit of a last minute, but trust the DL Link to get things together, get the shirts together, get teams together. How can people support you guys?
So we actually have 25 runners, and like Shireen mentioned, she said to me, I'm going whether you like it or not. And she, last year when she signed up to run for Laura was actually not well. And by the time the marathon came, unfortunately, she had passed away. So it's actually, just want to mention Shireen, she ran 10Ks last year and then she just put her mind to it. And she said this year she's running a half marathon and like she's doing it. So
gosh,
Shireen represents 25 of our other runners, actually. We have a group of 25, which literally just like came together really, really quickly. And yes, it's been hard work, Nicks, but as you know, at DL Link, we do anything for our warriors. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all for. Mm-hmm. I just want to mention that, as Dina said about that she's running for Miriam, VATIT is our main sponsors. They came on board last year with a big partnership with us. And Murray was the one who we liaised with, who unfortunately, she's a young mom who passed away suddenly in December. So the whole team is actually going to be running, and every shirt says in loving memory of Maria Moore. And on that note, I just want to thank VATIT. They represent also a world of corporates who sponsor us and believe in our cause and stand behind us, which we truly appreciate. And then the other sponsor is only, sorry, I just have to mention, there's one other corporate on our shirt this year, and that's Bennett's Baby Products. And I have to mention David Bennett. He's a very, very special man. So he came on board in 2017, and he only came on board because he heard about this on Hive M. Hive M has been partnering us in this race right from the very start. So thanks to Kathy and Hive, David then came on board, and he's the other sponsor on the shirt this year. And I just also want to thank them for standing behind us all these years. Yeah, even with everything going on in Israel, we're going, we're doing this. This is not a political thing for DL Link at all. It's not about the situation there. It's about running in a special holy place for our warriors, praying for them on the way, asking for strength and hope. And this year, some of our shirts also say we are running for the soldiers and the hostages, which has been taken to another level. And we just want to just say that everyone should come home. Everyone should be healthy and safe. Next year, we should be running with a much bigger team because this is our flagship event. And we encourage everyone, especially to sponsor this year because it's a smaller event. And yeah, next year, we should just have our usual group of 100 runners again, running through the hills of Jerusalem in peace with every single soldier who was injured, healed emotionally and physically, and no more of this.
Yeah. Please God, Tam. Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much for coming on. You know, we are, I mean, our hearts, our souls, our thoughts are there all the time. And tomorrow we get to bring in a different energy when we think about Jerusalem and we think of all of those people and we think of Laura and Miriam and all those other names. So thanks, Tams, and to Shireen and to Dina. I'm looking forward to hearing all about the race, hopefully next week. We're going to take a quick ad break, and then after that, Dr. D, Dorian Wheel joining us. So stay with us.